Deadland, an 8-part postmortem adventure written by Jason Morningstar and produced by the Olivet Radio Theater. And now, Episode 1, Welcome to Deadland.
Windshield. My wipers were beating furiously. What a night. I was speeding home on Interstate 40 with a carload of linoleum for our kitchen addition. It was raining cats and dogs. Cats and dogs? There was a pair of blinding headlights. Then there was the grill of a Peterbilt semi-tractor trailer staring at me. I could see the bugs splattered on it. And then I couldn't see anything at all. I remember little birdies circling around my head and chirping. I remember seeing my body from a distance, just like in the Time Life Mystery of the Unknown books. There was no escaping the ominous conclusion that presented itself. I, Barney Schickelgruber, was dead. When I realized that, everything went black again. I woke up wet and cold and covered with grass and dirt. A short young lady in a sombrero and knee boots was standing over me.
Hi.
Hi. What am I doing laying down in this field?
Beats me.
Where am I?
About a half a mile from Tiny Town. You're also dead.
Is this freshly mown hay?
I think so.
Dead? As in, dead?
That's essentially correct.
Who are you?
My name's Abdul. I live around here.
Abdul?
That's my name. Don't wear it out. You can get up, you know.
Thanks. I'll just brush myself off.
That's the way. Feeling a little disoriented?
The last thing I remember is being hit by a truck.
Then I was right. But why did you end up here in the middle of a field? I can't figure it.
Can't figure what?
You should have gone through a processing center.
Where am I?
You're dead.
No, I mean, where am I? Is this heaven?
Does this look like heaven?
It looks like the Catskills.
Well, it's not that either.
Is it hell?
Look, mister, this isn't heaven or hell. It isn't purgatory or limbo or the 12 rings of isosceles or the polar region of Mars. This is Deadland.
Deadland? Like Disneyland or Opryland or Alaska Land?
In a manner of speaking.
So what am I doing here?
Let's go for a walk. I got places to be.
Okay.
Just walk and talk. Yeah, that's the way.
There's a trail.
This leads to Tiny Town. That's where we're going. Now let me explain.
Please do.
Deadland, which is where you are, is sort of a holding facility.
Oh, yeah?
Sure. Every place else in the afterlife is filled to capacity. Heaven wasn't designed for the kind of crowds they've been getting. Hell's the same way. Of course, hell packs them in pretty tight, but they've been full for a long time now. So, folks started getting placed in purgatory or limbo, temporarily, of course. But those were getting crowded, too. So, some clever fellow thought up Deadland.
No kidding.
Opening Deadland gave everybody a little breathing room. It's not so bad here. We're all on waiting lists for heaven or hell. But most of us would just as soon stay here in Deadland.
What about me?
You've got me there. I don't know why you didn't wind up in a processing station like you were supposed to. If I were you, I'd just forget about it and play it cool.
I need to know. Do I belong in heaven or hell?
I'll be honest with you, pal. You're better off not knowing. If you find out you're on a waiting list for hell, that's like starting a death sentence back on Earth. You'd be mighty uncomfortable knowing that the devils would come knocking on your door as soon as there was an opening.
I figure I belong in heaven.
Don't they all?
I lived a good life.
Right.
I did.
Well, don't fret about it. I guess heaven is supposed to open another edition in a few years. Heaven Heights.
Heaven Heights?
Sure. They've already got Heaven Shores, Heaven Woods, Heaven Farms. Those suburbs fill as soon as they open.
Wow.
Still, Deadland's pretty nice.
Is that Tiny Town?
Yep.
Sure is tiny.
Don't blink, you'll miss it. It's where I live. How'd you like to come over for dinner tonight?
All right. Where do you live?
Right over the grocery store. Bye.
What did you say your name was?
Abdul. Abdul Robinson.
I'm Barney Schickelgruber. Thanks for your help, Abdul.
No problem. See you around 6?
Great. Abdul walked off, and it suddenly occurred to me that I was very alone in this strange place. I had so many questions. How is my family taking my death? If we were dead, why did Abdul invite me to dinner? And why did my sport coat fit for the first time since I bought it?
Hey!
Everything was strange and brand new. Tiny Town sure was small.
Hey!
Are you talking to me, lady?
No, I'm talking to your brother, Sherlock. Of course I'm talking to you. Sheesh.
My name's Barney.
What the hell kind of name is that? Barney.
It's Irish.
I'm Harriet. I'm the mayor.
Mayor of Tiny Town?
No, mayor of your underpants. God, what are you, slow?
Sure is a small town.
We like it that way. So what are you doing here, Barney?
I just arrived.
No fooling.
In Deadland, I mean. You know Abdul?
Do I know Abdul? Of course I know Abdul. She lives over my grocery store. What about her?
She followed me and brought me into town.
Did she fill you in?
Yes.
Then you know about the war thing.
War?
No, she didn't tell you. You better get indoors.
Hey!
Hey, run!
What? I don't...
Hey, stop!
Hey, go easy.
I know you. You're from Bill's Valley.
I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Ow!
Don't try to get away.
Ow! Knock it off, you babe. You're hurting me.
I'm taking you prisoner.
Look, pal, I just got here, okay? I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything.
I've heard that before. I'm taking you prisoner. You could be from Bill's Valley.
I don't even know where Bill's Valley is.
Sure.
Ask Abdul. She found me asleep in a field of hay. I died last night at Interstate 40.
All right, march. Step lively or I'll poke you with my spear. March. Two, three, four.
What a welcome.
Two, three, four.
Where are you taking me?
Down the street and to the left. Two, three, four.
I'm not happy about this.
Two, three, four. All right, turn.
Ow!
In the door marked war. Now.
Oof! Ah!
Well, soldier, what do we have here?
A guy I found standing in the street, Colonel. He claims to know Abdul.
I see.
Listen, lady.
That's Colonel. I'm Colonel Petty. I run this place.
I can see that.
Soldier, fetch Abdul for questioning. Good work.
Right. Back in a flash.
Now, what's your name?
Barney. Barney Schickelgruber. I just died last night.
Welcome to Deadland.
Thanks. Listen, Colonel, are you at war or something?
As a matter of fact, we are. Approximately 9 months ago, troops from Bill's Valley crossed the border and attacked one of our settlements.
Did they attack Tiny Town?
They attacked Old Man Watson's shack.
Oh.
We drove them back, but we're on a constant lookout for enemy agents like you.
I just told you.
I've heard it all before from better spies than you. This is wartime, mister. We can't trust anyone, especially not strangers who wander into town unannounced.
Well, that's reasonable, I suppose.
Here he is, Colonel Betty.
Good work. Give yourself a raise.
Thank you, Colonel Betty.
Hello, Abdul.
I never saw this man before in my life, in my death, in anything. He's a total stranger. He may be a spy from Bill's Valley. I'd hang him if I were you.
Abdul, hey!
Silence!
But you brought me into town.
Who, me? You must be thinking of somebody else. I've never laid eyes on you before.
Thank you, Abdul.
That's all you needed?
That's all.
Wait, don't go! What about Harriet?
Harriet?
I doubt if our honest and upstanding mayor would talk to a known fugitive such as you. If she'd seen you...
Which she didn't.
She would have turned you in.
This is absurd.
That's the final straw. Soldier, take him to the cookie jar.
My pleasure.
Wait, don't I get a trial?
Trial? A court-martial is what you get. As Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Tiny Town and the surrounding communities, the surrounding shacks, I declare you a traitor and a spy. We'll hang you or something.
You can't do that.
Why not?
I'm already dead.
What difference does that make?
Gee, I don't know.
We'll think of something unpleasant. Take him away.
Where are you taking me?
You heard the Colonel. You're going into the cookie jar.
I'm afraid to ask.
We used to have a guy in town who baked cookies. He kept them in a huge pottery jar 2 feet thick. Well, he had a little accident when Colonel Betty came to town, so we use his cookie jar to keep prisoners in now. Move.
Sounds awful.
See for yourself. There it is.
What an enormous cookie jar.
Yeah, quit admiring it and get in.
No! Ow! Okay, all right, I'll climb in.
Get up there.
I'm in.
Well, stay there.
Aren't you going to lock the top or something?
You want me to?
No, that's okay. I'll manage. See you later. Sure it's dark in here.
Yeah, certainly is.
Who said that?
I did.
Who are you?
People call me... the corn man.